Now notice in verse 24, "Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner." Now they just come right out in the open now, and they say, "Look, all right, you were born blind. A miracle has been performed. And do not give this man credit, that is the Lord Jesus. He's a sinner." They're wrong there. "Give God the glory." You see how pious they can be about a thing like that. They wanted to bypass the Lord Jesus in this particular incident. Now, notice what the man says. Actually, the poor fella, this is the second time they've hailed him into court. And this is something I think he's just a little weary of. And notice his answer. He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not." The point is, he hasn't yet met the Lord Jesus, you see, and he hasn't yet seen him, and he's going to have that opportunity in just a few moments. But so far, he hasn't seen him. But he has a testimony, and his testimony is this: "One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." That's the testimony of this man. And this is the testimony of any sinner who has been saved. "Once I was blind, now I see. Once I was in spiritual darkness, now I'm in spiritual light. Once I did not know Christ, now I know him as my Savior." You see, this is very simple indeed, but very important, if you please. And we're apt to miss such a simple statement as this: "Once I was blind, now I see." And that, my friend, is a wonderful thing to be able to do, is to be able to say, "Once I was blind, now I see." I hear today these long-winded testimonies. I don't know about you, I get a little weary of them sometime. I think many of them are padded and embellished and polished up and made very attractive. I remember that when I was a pastor in Los Angeles, that we had a man that came forward one night, and it was found out that he was what would be called today in the common parlance of the street. He would be called a cheap gambler, or a cheap crook, if you please. And he came forward, he accepted Christ, and he was immediately picked up by an evangelist, and he gave a testimony in a meeting. And then later on, we had him give a testimony at the church. And his testimony was a very, I thought, sane testimony. And then it was about 2 years later, I was back east, and somebody said, "My, have you heard the testimony of so-and-so?" And I said, "Yes." "Oh, what a remarkable testimony this man has. Never heard anything like it. Oh, it's great." "Well," I said, "I never thought it was that outstanding." And this party says, "Well, he's going to give it at a certain time in the meeting, and I want you to be there and hear it." So I came and heard it. Frankly, it looked like the same fellow, but his testimony wasn't the same testimony. Do you know what he'd become in the meantime? He was the leader of a gang of gangsters. In fact, he was the leading one. And he was really outstanding. He'd rubbed shoulders with all the great ones. And then they were after him because the opposite gang, I guess it was, they wanted to kill him. And he just slipped into the church that night. That sounds good, doesn't it? And he heard the gospel and accepted Christ. Now, very frankly, I'm not sure the man really was converted from what happened after that, but be that as it may, well, let's give him credit for having been converted. Actually, he should have boiled his testimony down and been able to say, "Once I was blind, now I see." That's the important thing. That's the nub of any testimony that I want to hear. You once was blind, now you can see. That's the important thing.